Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, do you remember? I can't remember if it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever it was. Everyone had cloth bracelets that had WWJD on them. I had one, still have it, still kind of fits. It's been a long time since I've been wearing it, right? It was a reminder to ask, what would Jesus do as you were facing decisions in life? Now, that was a powerful prayer. As you were faced with decisions, considering how it is that we behave towards neighbors and strangers. Now, it did get a little ridiculous when people began to argue governmental policies and procedures, or trying to decide whether you wanted oat milk or soy milk in your latte, asking, well, what would Jesus do? That was always a little strange. In today's gospel reading, we hear Jesus himself tell us his mission statement. He lets us know, using Isaiah as a backup, that his mission is one of compassion and care, of redemption and salvation for all, even those forgotten by most. Today, we actually hear what Jesus would do. Because in today's gospel, Jesus returns to Galilee to begin his mission. This story is just after the baptism story, just after the temptation story. And it says here in our gospel today that Jesus is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And he went to synagogue on Sabbath day. Now, filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus didn't start a storefront church. He didn't go stand on a soapbox on some street corner and begin haranguing the crowds. Jesus went where he knew. He went where he was comfortable. He sat among people he cared about. This was his custom. It was where he had been brought up. And on the day we read about, the scroll from Isaiah was presented. He opened it and he read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This was Jesus declaring his mission statement. Using the words from the prophet Isaiah, Jesus proclaimed, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." He declares to all around and to all of us today, "This is what I will do. This is where I will go. These are the people I will work with. This is my mission." Jesus came to bring good news to the poor. Now, he was not the first one to do this. Every prophet and most of the Psalms were proclaiming and directing that we are to bring good news to the poor, that we are to remember them, care for them. Jesus came, and his care and compassion were for all people. But to those in poverty, he spent extra time. To those who were poor in spirit, he gave extra care. To all who knew the poverty of life, he showed compassion, reminding them and all of us that God's love is theirs, is ours. That's good news. Jesus came to proclaim release to the captives. Now, this is not only those who are truly captive or imprisoned, but it does include them. January, this month, is Human Trafficking Awareness and Prevention Month, where we remember in our prayers and in all we can do those who are trafficked and sent across the country and across the globe. We try to proclaim to them release. We connect with captives and prisoners through the Cards for Christ ministry, and we bring a message to them of peace and release. More than that, all who are sinful are captive to sin, and that's us. And Jesus brings release. Jesus encourages us to release one another. The wages of sin may be death, but we are alive in Christ. We may be trapped in sin, but Jesus sets us free with forgiveness, life, and salvation. Jesus came to bring sight to the blind. All people who think that somehow or another they've earned a place from God are blind. And too often, most of us will bump around in the darkness of our world thinking that we have the answer. Jesus' life and ministry was meant to bring light and sight, to help us all to see the power of God in our lives and in the lives of people around us. Jesus came to bring that light and that life, not with new got-tos, but rather with more and more and more get-tos. Jesus came to set the oppressed free. Those oppressed by their own sinfulness, those oppressed by the sinfulness of others. You see, the power of God's love shone in Jesus' life and teaching, in his feeding and healing, his suffering and death. It sets us free. We are freed from sin, death, and the devil. And we are freed for the sake of our neighbors and strangers, family and friends. Jesus brings all of us to the glory of the year of the Lord's favor. Now, this is not just a single year. It is the length of Jesus' ministry and all of the time from that moment right till now. We live in the glory of the Lord's favor. We also live in the Lord's judgment, meant to show us our guilt and lead us back to Christ. Jesus has forgiven us. And it, with his love, we have life and favor. We have grace and peace and hope. Today we heard Jesus' mission statement. And he went from that moment and that place, and he lived a life bringing this reading from Isaiah to life. This is also our mission statement as well. And if you want to know what Jesus would do, look here. This is our mission statement because Paul reminds us today that now we are the body of Christ. If Christ is doing it, it's because we are doing it individually and collectively. In the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord, we are part of the body of Christ. Now, I'm not Jesus reborn, but I am part of the body. You are not Jesus reborn, but together we are the body of Christ. We're the hands and the feet, the voice to speak, the ears to hear, the arms to embrace. This is our mission now. We get to try to bring good news to the poor, whether that's financially, mentally, or spiritually, and we have the grace and the guidance of Jesus to help us. We get to try to proclaim release to captives and set the oppressed free, whether that is through forgiveness or through efforts to make freedom more and more real for more people. Jesus shows us how that is possible. We get to bring sight to the blind as we strive to speak the truth of God's love and then live the truth of God's love, showing the world the depth and the breadth of that love as well. Jesus inspires that in us all. Now, we cannot do any of this all alone. We have one another. Together, we are the body working as a unit, even if it appears that we're going in opposite directions. Think about that, right? Elbow goes one way, hand goes another way, but we're all still working together. When we follow Jesus, when we live this mission statement, we truly live safely believing that we are doing what Jesus would do. Amen.